Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 16th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deadly violence at Chikurubi Maximum Prison.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashonak.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deadly food riot at Chikurubi Maximum Prison.
Prison officials are reporting that two more prisoners have died from injuries sustained in a prison riot at Chikurubi Maximum Prison, bringing the death toll to five.
At least 27 prisoners and several prison guards were injured in a three-hour-long riot on Friday, apparently sparked by anger over poor food. And, of course, in 2013, there were reports that 100 prisoners were dying in the prisons every year due to food shortages owing to malnutrition-related illnesses induced by food shortages and natural causes.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, so kunjalo void.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tiroti tiketi chitarisa nezve nyaya yakaitika kuchikurubi kutukudzwa kuti nasi kwafa vanhu vairi shiroti vanhu vashanu vafa kubva musuwe chishanu pakatanga iwo vasungwa kuratidzira kuchikurubi vachiti iwo chikafu chavari kudya changa chisina kumira zvakanaka asi nyaya yekuchikurubi nemamwe majera ari munyika inyaya yagara ichitaurwa kwenguva yakareba kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka hongu iwo majera aya ane mapurazi aanawo asi hapana chiri kubuda kubva kumapurazi ikoko nekudaro nyangwe vatinotaura navo vabuda mumajeri macho vari kutaura kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing Zulu Zulu kandaba ndingalichona njani lapi likhona khona ngapo ngemakaya tina ngapha hayi siyaphila okwamagama. Ye udaba esixoxa ngalo lamhlanje ke sikhangela ngokusentilongweni kona ngale Chikurubi Maximum Prison. Sizwile ukuthi ke ngolwesihlanu kube lokuxokozela okuthize okuthiye umuntu oyedwa efile kona ngale kuzobuya ogadi bagijima bagcwala yonke indawo kodwa ke abazange befika ngako. Kodwa ke lamhla futhi sizwile njalo Blessing ukuthi kulabantu ababili abafileyo nxa sokudluzisiswa konke lokhu kukhanyazaniswa kulabantu abahlanu abafileyo 5. So ke siyakhumbula Zulu kandaba ke ngo 2013 ngiyaxolisa kulesikhathi lapho ngani kwasokuhlupha eZimbabwe ukuthi nxa usufika khona ngale ke entilongweni uthole ukula kudla kodwa ke kwafa abantu abayi 100 sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi abantu kambe bathini ngodaba lolu khathesi abantu bebeqhozela ngoba ukudla kwangkhona kuthiwa akuhle kangako bewakunika nje okuyiphisanyana okuncane nje but nansi sitshwala enxebathele lokuyikhabitshana nje okuthize kuthiwa indumba zangkhona ezinye nxa ukuthi bekunike zona azila mafuta azilalutho kodwa zile zibungu ndikona kuthiwa mawivile so ngani kahle bomfowethu
and I think Gibbs we have our first guest and our first guest is the executive director of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Miss Irene Petras. Miss Petras, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
And thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Miss Petras, what are you getting right now? What are the reports coming from Chikurubi Maximum Prison right now?
Well, thank you, Gibbs. We've basically received the same information that most people have read in the newspapers. We're still trying to get further information about what has happened, but it's obvious that there were disturbances and that there were injuries, and some deaths have also been reported. So that's the information that we're getting now, and we want to try and see if we can get further information to see how we can assist in this matter.
But let's talk about the country's constitution. Do these prisoners have any rights at all?
Well, of course, prisoners have got rights. You know, even those who have been convicted and are serving sentences have rights which are protected in terms of the constitution. So any prisoner has got the right to be treated with dignity. They've got the right to not be subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment. And in terms also of other legislation which relates directly to prisons, there are specific standards on what prisoners should be given in terms of food and water, clothing, and a whole lot of other things. So just because they are convicted and they're serving sentences doesn't mean that those rights will fall away, and they have to be respected.
Thank you so much. Kuna vachangoti bata sekutaura kuri kuita Mzare Petrus panyaya ye vanhu vasungwa zviri kudzikana munhu akasungwa pasi pebumbiro remutemo azvireo kuti unoenda mujeri onzi wakufane nzara hauchapfeke zvinhu zvakanaka utano wako hauna kumira zvakanaka vanhu nyangwe vari majeri vane kodzero dzavo dzinofanira kunge dzichiremekedzwa pasi pebumbiro remutemo tinombonzwa zvichinzi vamwe varohwa hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika nekudaro ndo zvimwe zvinozokonzera kuti paite matambudziko seataa kusangana nawo ekuti vanhu vanopedzisira vaakuratidzira gibi
kufaka kuhleke Miss Petrus lapa nai kuluma sivele zuru kuti ye nxa ukuti uisipotshwa kumele uthole ukudla ukudla lezigqoko kumele ugqoke futhi ubesekubuya lokutshaywa uthi khona akuvunyelwa kusekelo sombuso welizwe uthi ke nxa ungatshaywa umuntu usukhahlameza phela amalungelo akhe. So ke mphinde mbuyele futhi ke ku Petrus mbuzo ukuthi Miss Petrus, we know that Zimbabwe is a signatory to some international protocols, you know, pertaining to human rights. So in this case, which protocol specifically can we say Zimbabwe is actually violated, and is there any kind of action that can be taken against the country?
The government is a signatory to international instruments like the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and also on regional instruments like the African Charter on Human and People's Rights. Mm-hmm. And the rights which are protected in those instruments are very similar to those rights which are in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So they have got the obligation to protect the rights and to do what they can to make sure that prisoners are treated with dignity and to make sure that they themselves and the state actors who are part of the prison service don't do anything to violate those rights. Now, I know every state institution is suffering from a lack of resources, but that cannot be an excuse for saying that prisoners cannot be fed properly, prisoners cannot be clothed properly, and prisoners cannot be treated like human beings.
Thank you so much, Miss Petrus. Like she's saying, gibs abunza mfunzo yeyo kuti Zimbabwe ine zvibvumirano zvayakanyorana nedzimwe nyika dziri musangano reAfrican Union pamwe nedziri muUnited Nations. Paine zvibvumirano zvekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinofanira kunge dzichiremekedzwa. Kana tichitaura kodzero dzevanhu, tiri kutaurawo nekodzero dzevasungwa. Nekudaro kana zvakadai zvaakuitika zvekuti vanhu vanenge vofa nenzara vari mumajeri, kutyora kodzero dzavo, hazvina basa kuti hurumende inenge ichiti hatina mari.
Ufaka kuhleke Blessing. Sizvinzwire lapa ke unkosazana Petrus ekhuluma njalo esithi eleZimbabwe lila kukuti lasayina loko kuthiwa ngama-international covenants. Nxa sikhangela ke uthi lokhu kwe-international community kungaba yi-political rights, ama-human rights abantu, ukuthi akumelanga umuntu akhahlamezwe. So eleZimbabwe lalobelana lamanye ukuthi kungabi khona khonokho. Kuze kubuya futhi le-African Charter la yakukhuluma ukuthi khonokho ukuthi amalungelo abantu kumele akhangelwe ngonanzelelo, kumadinga eZimbabwe iyakulandela. Kodwa ke nzabuza uPetrus njalo ngombuzo wokuthi Miss Petrus, But some people would say these are prisoners. Some of them are on death row, you know, and we know what it means. What do you think?
Well, I don't think that we can say that. Everyone, you know, these are prisoners who mm-hmm. are serving a sentence, and part of the whole process of being incarcerated and serving the sentence is to rehabilitate people. So now if you treat people like they are less than human beings, mm-hmm. what happens to them when they come out of prison? Those are the same people who have to be reintegrated into society and who will have learned from how they were treated in prison. So the worse that you treat people, the worse that they will be when they come out. They won't be able to reintegrate, and they will feel that the way they've been treated is the way that they can treat other people. So there's a very clear obligation on the state to put in place those programs to rehabilitate, allow people to serve their sentence, but just because they're serving a sentence doesn't mean that those other rights fall away. So they have to be allowed and to have their rights protected, just like any other person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Sekutaura kurikuita muzvari Petrus ari kuti kana waenda kujeri, zvinenge zvichida kuti rehabilitate, ukwanise kuzodzokera kuti ugare nevamwe zvakanaka mumaright. Asi ukaenda ukadzoka ikoko wanhini, hardcore. Zvinochinetsa manje kuti kana wadzoka kujeri unge uchikwanisa kuti uchidyidzana nevamwe, nekuti zvaunenge waona kujeri handi zvinhu zviri kukuvaka, asi kuti zviri kutoita kuti uwedzere unini. Gibbs,
uchaya kahle keblessing sevilapo Irene uPetrus uti nxa kuti uya ungaintolongweni ngale kumele bekukhankhanela kuti wenzani bakulungise njalo ube ngumuntu oti ungaphenduka ebantwini ube phela lawe uzwe usungani susebantwini labantu bekubone engani ngumuntu ofundileyo ukuthi khona ngale entilongweni kade kumele ulungiswe phela. So uthi manje ukuthi ungakwenzinjalo nxa umuntu engaphenduka abuyele ebantwini sengani engaseyisigebenga esinzima, kulakho ukuthi phela afundise abanye futhi babe yisigebenga. So ngiyamuzwa lapha yakhona.
Maybe the last question, since we just have you for about 10 minutes, let's talk about those who have their relatives who died. How can they seek a legal recourse, Ms. Petrus?
Yes, I think they're free to approach either Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights or any lawyer of their choice, so that there can be investigations on exactly what happened. And then depending on those investigations, there could be a claim against the state for that loss of life. But obviously there'll be a need to get the information to see exactly what happened before those legal processes can be put into place.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I don't know if
just one last question. We just want to clarify something here. How many prisoners died in 2013? Is it 100?
I'm not sure offhand the exact number, but there were, I think, a number of prisoners who did pass away because of the conditions in prisons at the time. But it had improved markedly in the last year or two, because there was a lot of input from business, from the private sector, from non-governmental organizations working with the state, working with the prison service to try and assist in improving the conditions. And I think that is what is important. The prison officials, they must be able to be open to seek assistance from different sectors so that together we can try and improve the situation in the prisons and prevent this kind of thing from happening again.
Ms. Petrus, once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much, Blessing and Gibbs.
Thank you so much.
We now have Mr. Morgan Komichi. He was once detained at Chikurubi Maximum Prison. And we also have Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. Maybe let's start with you, Mr. Komichi. Mr. Komichi, are you at all surprised by this riot at Chikurubi on Friday?
Otherwise, this riot against Chikayenge at Ununuka. Namo, you know, in Chikurubi, Agaipa. Well, back to 2013, Bandaga Pizza, 100 days in Dirimo. chikafu chaini za guwane. Kwa kusina murio. Kana kwa murio we green wa mashi ya wea. Kuni kusina mafuta. Kuni kusina salt shit. Haujiki ukashika murio yo waeta mkumbu wa mtu wa wadu wa mtu mtu wa kaipisi. Mai ma cheese na sugar. Cheese na mkaka. Cheese yego tuwa shoti ni chika na chini. Mai tuwa porridge na sugar zakae. Saka na chini zayo, kana ya uya. Saka chika fucha chaka gacha kato shata as far back as 2013. And yeso kwa zipane ma siku kana hivu, ayembo batira, but ayeti kana kabatira na mafuta ayengo uya for 1 week. The next 4 months, those names to see us in Singapore to eat. So, the Kana Paneva, I was going to come to Baku in the way. When you are on the chief, I go on the Ganabutas of Kagun. And when you are Machuaran is with Kundu Mirawaya. When they are waste, because when you are stuff and you are seeing the initiative, but Scaffolding is a to shut itself, maybe so good as Botogon. And Namo Irimu screwed in America was gone. And langa wasina futi hembi chazo wanika mahembi kutika wanika wasina langa wato gadira hembi zema chila ino kuti honi kone hembi yako yo mcheka weta chigamba che blanket kutu and denge za kadambuka and namu ya chua ayite za jose and that place ayisambuze ayisi njimbe kugara is a good remaining question at the one. Mamia, quite a question at the same muka. And the moon, Anokara, Mamia, and would have an attitude you would be Aniga Siri Muno, and Fananga is correct. Because Namuya Chikafu, Namuya Machira, Namuya Embe, Nagarajo, Etemo, Aniga Slate.
Vacomi Timbo, but I'm Romo
in the next.
Trukudzoka kwamuri, but just to summarize what he's saying, he was detained there for 100 years, and for 100 days, and he's essentially saying that this riot on Friday, he's actually surprised that it took this long, because in 2013, when he was there, the situation was bad. No food, blankets, clothes, there's a lot of lice. And, he says it's inhabitable. You know, even animals cannot survive in the environment at Chikurubi Maximum Prison.
Yes, I'm also a kula pake. Umnumzano mo kini komichi o age wangena. Kuna ngale Chikurubi mo 2013. Uti o ngale kwe savega. Uya mangalu uti kambe pekisizwa kwe ini uti abandilaba. Penge sabaka zileyo. Njalo uti abandilaba kuna batakile mkuzo kami. Uti balem sibemi ngani. Njalo kutuali ntuala. So, sipuwe kwe baba Clement Moyo. Ubona njani udaba lolu?
Baba Moyo,
Baba Moyo khona.
Iproblem ekhona lapha ukuthi unanzelelo abalingi nalabantu luvele kalukho ngisho. Akuvele kaqathanga la ngalo especially mangasho ukuthi umsuku osejele. Sesikubonela nezoku. Ngo 2007-2008 baningi abantu abafive abalandlala. Into emangalisayo ukuthi Zimbabwe ilelendene kakhulu. Ukuthi abaprizana la angasetshenziswa ukulima bafuye inkomo bafuye imbuzi into lezo ezilapho zithathwe zibulawele bona badle kodwa into esithwakalayo ukuthi la bantu balemkhuhlane njengabophela agriscave ungabuza unesi kumbe umuntu okumedizini wakwafunda ofundileyo amina ofundileyo ngemedizini buyelaphayo uzakutshela ukuthi into lezi yena uzazi zibala emaphepheni ukuthi zikhona emhlabeni ngazibo useziqalisele emajele ezimbabwe kambe into bani yona leyo ukuthi size sibe umkhosi womhlaba wonke ungayisikho ukuthi kasilazo izinto zokusebenzisa silazo kuyikuthi kuloku zenziswa okukhona phakathi kwabantu bethu bethatha izinto bezisebenza endingazizwa njalo bangafuni ukuphatha abantu kuhle umuntu ngumuntu lobe wonile ungumuntu kuphela ngase gwetshiwe ngumuntu kankulunkulu kuphela le mvume ukuthatha imphefumulo yakho ngunkulunkulu la nyangake osho umgolo lithi uzambulala kugcine kuhle kuze befikelakala kulokuthi abulawo akunamvume umhlukuluza ngendlela engayisiyo ngokuhlukulezile kakhulu ngalelo qala lokungena emakhosi lapho wagwetshwa kumbuyisikliwe esinjani ngagcinwe kuphela ngendlela yonaleyo akumele agcinwe ngayo kuze kuyefika isikhathi sakhe sokuthi uyafa ezifela kumbe kugwetshelwe ukubulawa but lapho esikubonayo ukuthi akusiko nginesholo ukuthi into ekhulunywayo khathesi nesikuluphezini ngayisiyo eyiyenzakale khona okwenzakale khona ngabe kunengakhulu esingasozivele sakusasa kwazi yindlela ephatha ngayo abantu neziphatha ngayo nephatha ngayo umhlaba ukwazisa nezinto ezenzakala kiyo iyafihla.
Yes, I was a Kulu Baba Moyo. So Mr. Moyo is saying generally Zimbabwe does not respect people's rights. You know, now when you look at the prison life there, it's very tough and you can't expect it to respect the prisoners' lives. So now he ends up by saying, you know, at the end of the day, people have got a right to life. And if you're a prisoner, you've got a right to eat, you know, you've got a right to dress, and the Constitution covers you. In all those kind of things. So he says issues like Pelagra, which is associated with Chikurubi, is not known in many countries, you know. He says Zimbabwe is on the receiving end. It's very sad, according to him.
I think we are now being joined by Chief Edson Chiwota, the director of the Zimbabwe Association for Crime Prevention and Rehabilitation of the Offender, or ZACRO. Chief Chiwota, good evening. Chief Chiwota?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us. Now, Chief Chiwota, we are talking about the riots at Chikurubi. We understand up to now, five people have died so far, and 27 were injured, including prisoners and some security guards. Are you surprised by what happened on Friday, these riots?
I think some of these things are not so much a surprise, because there are a number of factors around it which then makes it not so much surprise. The situation is deteriorated a long time ago, and it's never been better. So for us to get a surprise from a deteriorating point of view, that means we are not sure of ourselves. The thing has been going on for some time, and it is difficult when people speak and speak as if there is anything that makes news out of it. But we only speak in terms of sympathy. There are people who are making it.
Mr. Chiwota, Chief Chiwota, if you can move to another location, we can hardly hear you. We have a bad connection.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can go ahead.
I think the biggest challenge is people are aware of where our economy is. And it is not exceptional in the prison. And these are the challenges that are going on. Because if people are sleeping without a meal at their own houses, what do they really expect about prison?
Chief Chiwota, I think we might have to call you back because we have a bad connection. But of course, Chief Chiwota is saying he's not surprised by what happened.
Yes.
Because, and he's saying this has been happening for a long time. I mean, the state of prisons has been really bad for years now. So no one should be surprised. And I mean, also judging from the fact that the economy is not doing very well, so such things happen. Gibbs, I think we have messages on what's happened.
Yes.
Facebook. Maybe let's start with Facebook.
Now, on Facebook, we've got so many messages. Blessing. One of them is from brilliant Tawanda Moyo, who writes, they give the prisoners cabbage and beans full of weevils. Shame on you, Mr. President. And then we've got Wilbert, who writes, this government should be serious about some of these issues. Tichawona also writes, a human being is a sacred creature and his or her life should be preserved at all times, but it's different in our case in our beautiful country. Some of these guys in prison are in this predicament because of the free flow of the economy. Then we've got another message from Simali Bafana, who writes, every human being has got his or her rights, which must be respected despite their offenses. Some are just suffering while their cases are just hanging. Then I've got another message from Augustine Macheza, who writes, this is typically the Zimbabwean standard of living. And then Dion says, all this is corruption. So let me stop there. Mm-hmm.
Maybe take before we go to WhatsApp, we have a caller, like Felix. Magadim koma Felix.
Tiripo magadiwo.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Muri kuona sei nyaya kuchikurubhi?
Nyaya kuchikurubhi inyaya inosuwisa zvikuru. Asi hangu ndati ndimboti endei parutivi nditaurewo rimwe side ramanga musina kubata. Revanhu vanongoti ukatasa muchirungu anonyora kuti hanzi these criminals must rot in jail. Ngavafire kujeri ikoko. Ndingirini mafungire evanhu chaivo vari panze vasati vasungwa. Vanofunga kuti ivo havafi vakaenda kujeri, but chinhu chinogona kukuendesa kujeri chinhu chidiki diki usingafungiri. Saka vanhu ava tikatarisa futi kubhaibheri, pane pakataurwa naJesu kuti vanhu vanofanira kupota vachinoonekwa kumajeri. Zvinoratidza kuti Jesu aive nehanya nevanhu vanosungwa, vanopara mhosva ivavavo. Handiti saka vanhu tinofanira kuti isusu vanhu vari kunzewo tiite rudo. Gavhumendi iri yedu iyoyo inoona neattitude yeduwo futi isusu vanhu vari kunze kuti tine zvechokwadi, tinoda kuti vanhu ivavo vabatwe zvakanaka. Tine tarisirowo yekuti varegere kuita sei kupara mhosva. Then nenyaya yematongerwo enyika, zvaya zvekuti hanzi munhu kana ari webato rakati ngaaendeswe kujeri zvekuda kumupfidzisa, hazvina kunaka zvachose, nekuti vanhu vaya vari kungowandisa nevamwe vasina chekuita kunge vari iko kumajeri ikoko.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Felix.
Alright.
Of course, what Felix is saying is, you know, people, Zimbabweans in general, must take time to visit those who are in detention and also to give them food. He says that is very important, you know, so that they can be rehabilitated. I think we now have Chief Chiwota back. Chief Chiwota, in terms of, we understand there were some donors who were assisting the prisoners. What's happening with that?
I cannot, Professor, anything around that. Really, I cannot share anything. I think that then it becomes the issue of the department. Well, some of these people do it clandestinely without other people's knowledge. And we cannot give a word around that, because definitely some of them are not known whether they are giving or they are not.
Let's talk about the prison farms. What's happening? Why is there no food coming from those prison farms?
The challenge is our economy. Our economy is not performing. And when the economy is not performing, it is difficult for the prison, because it's a department that is not financially gaining. They do not make any income around whatever they do practice. So this is their major challenge, and if they get inputs at a later stage, their planning is also paralyzed. Like this season, they had a number of challenges, including the rainy season was not fair for them. And it compounded a number of problems around their work. So this then becomes an issue in terms of planning around the government. What is it that they have in place in order to cut up?
Chief Chiwota, please do stay on the line. Mr. Komichi and also Mr. Clement Moyo, we will be back in a bit. So please do stay on the line. But for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Lo mnumzana ke Dumisani kona ngapho ke eGoli ubambe ungayindawo mfowethu siyabuya sesiqoka lawe. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.